listener production. On the home stretch of the election, we'll hear both leaders' last-minute pitch to voters and the new disease concerning health authorities across the country. It's Friday, May 20. I'm Isabel Everett, and this is your afternoon news briefing. We're nearing the end of the federal election with both major party leaders crisscrossing marginal seats trying to gather last-minute support. PM Scott Morrison has started his day in Perth giving this final pitch to voters.
This isn't an election about me or Mr. Albanese for that matter. It's about you and what your aspirations are. It's about putting what's happened with the pandemic well behind us, and we secure the opportunities that are ahead of us. And those opportunities are there, but we cannot take them for granted.
While the opposition leader Anthony Albanese has started the day in Adelaide before heading to Victoria and Tassie.
Tomorrow Australians do have a choice between a better future under Labor, a better future where they can vote for cheaper childcare, ending the climate wars, more secure work, vote for a government that understands the cost of living pressures mean people are falling further and further behind.
While some welcome news if you've caught COVID in the last couple of days, the AEC has ditched a technicality that was going to see thousands of Aussies miss out on voting as they hadn't registered for the phone service in time. But Australian Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers has told the ABC people ringing up will need to be patient.
Our modelling shows at the moment that we should be able to cope, particularly if people assist us by doing their preparation when they phone in, as prefer not to have to read out large numbers of ballot papers. We think we should be able to cope with the numbers. We did modelling late last night.
The first ever case of monkeypox has been confirmed in Australia, with a man isolating in a Melbourne hospital after returning from the UK. A probable case has also been detected in Sydney in a return traveller from Europe. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says the virus causes flu-like symptoms followed by a rash similar to chickenpox.
The rash is flat, then develops blisters and then pus and then scabs, and it can last 2 to 4 weeks. The infection is usually a mild illness for most people, and most people recover in a few weeks, but some people can experience more serious illness.
And actor Craig McLachlan has dropped his defamation case against the ABC, Channel 9 and a colleague. The 56-year-old launched legal action over articles published in 2018.
Listener.